Welcome to HPC News Bytes, a weekly show about important news in the world of supercomputing, AI, and other advanced technologies.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to HPC News Bytes. I'm Doug Black of Inside HPC, and with me is Shaheen Khan of OrionX.net. Quote, "It is a national security imperative for the United States to achieve and maintain unquestioned and unchallenged global technological dominance." So begins the Trump administration's National AI Action Plan, released on Wednesday. The 28-page report highlights more than 90 federal actions, including calling for the government to buy AI that is free from, quote, ideological bias. The plan is divided into three parts: accelerating innovation, building infrastructure, and leading in international AI diplomacy and security, and is intended to eliminate barriers for the technology and promotes the use of American AI around the world. Meanwhile, the orders signed by Trump later Wednesday set into motion several of those actions related to government procurement of ideologically neutral AI, those are in quotes, data center infrastructure, and promotion of U.S. technology.
The reaction from the tech community has been very positive. This is as expected. Surely it means additional and faster business, but many in technology genuinely see AI as a critical and urgent requirement for society, both because of what it can do to help humanity and because of national security and global competitiveness. And they want to see the industry charge forward, unobstructed by concerns about risk. On the flip side, there are also many who genuinely worry about the negative impacts of AI: data privacy, surveillance, energy use and climate change, autonomous or bioweapons, job displacement, algorithmic discrimination, and not to mention superintelligence taking over from humans. The action plan identifies the risks and articulates some of the required steps to mitigate them, but it is generally a heat-seeking, risk-tolerant strategy. Basically, go forth and err on the side of getting there faster. So that favors companies that work on infrastructure, energy, construction, hardware. It favors open source software, since that's mentioned explicitly, skills training, and any effort to mitigate risks without slowing down AI. It does not change course on renewable energy, which is the preferred source of new energy for data centers, but also where subsidies were cut recently. So the plan is also a boost to fossil fuels and will help extend the life of existing coal power plants. There are reportedly three executive orders that add to previous ones that direct the executive branch to take action. For example, the DOE was asked a few months ago to identify federal sites for data center construction that would be fast-tracked and not subject to state regulations. DOE initially picked 16 potential sites and just announced four finalists that are open for private sector AI projects.
ST Microelectronics, aka ST Micro, is acquiring NXP Semiconductor's Microelectromechanical Systems, MEMS, sensor business for up to $950 million. NXP was divesting from that space while further investing in edge AI via acquisitions, development of their own software and tools, strategic partnerships, including one with NVIDIA, and by applying AI across target markets of automotive, industrial, and IoT.
One of the major trends in HPC is the transformation of devices that reside outside of a data center into their own mini supercomputers. This extends from small sensors that can now have vector instructions for on-the-spot data reduction to scientific instruments that can be their own big supercomputers. The evolution of the smartphone is a good proxy for how these technologies are rapidly advancing. And driverless cars is a good example of how a lot of challenges come together to create a very difficult use case. And that means we need to track the supply chain at the very low end, where the vendor list includes names that are not typically seen in HPC, even though they are huge companies. STMicro and NXP are among them, as are MediaTek, Microchip, Infineon, onSemi, and also Analog Devices, Broadcom, Texas Instruments, Qualcomm, and several others.
It's a bit ironic that after NVIDIA's much-publicized policy win recently with the Trump administration, reversing a ban on exports of NVIDIA's H20 GPU AI chip to China, that NVIDIA now is having trouble fulfilling orders of its China-specific H20s. The H20 is behind on performance compared with NVIDIA's leading products, which means most of the firm's contracts focus on newer or more powerful chips. And a recent story from The Information states that NVIDIA might not restart its H20 production with TSMC as the lines dedicated to the H20 have been repurposed for other processors. The firm's existing inventory includes finished H20 chips and others that are yet to be packaged.
There was also unconfirmed news that TSMC is in fact restarting the H20 packaging line that it had already repurposed. It just shows the complexity of delivering complex products and the impact of go-no-go regulations. NVIDIA has been working on the next generation chip for the Chinese market called the B30. So how to handle existing finished and unfinished inventory and how long it would take to ship through a restarted H20 process versus the new B30 and what suppliers can do in that time frame and what customers prefer to get now is all part of that complexity. All right, that's it for this episode. Thank you all for being with us.
HPC News Bites is a production of OrionX in association with Inside HPC. Shaheen Khan and Doug Black host the show. Every episode is featured on InsideHPC.com and posted on OrionX.net. Thank you for listening.